This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1552. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 17th, DX and Station News from Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Central Africa, China, Dominican Republic, Egypt, Guinea, Italy, Japan, Libya, Madagascar, Mauritania, Micronesia, Myanmar, North America, Philippines, Russia, Slovakia, Somalia, Sri Lanka, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer for some unexpected schedule change information concerning World of Radio. Our broadcast on WWRB has been UT Fridays at 0430 on 3185. Will Martin in Missouri heard an announcement on WWRB last week that from this week, all programming on that frequency would be moved to 5050. And meanwhile, Brother Stair is using 3185 all night long, while 3145 is no longer in use by WWRB. However, we've not had it absolutely confirmed that World of Radio will, in fact, be carried now on 5050 UT Fridays at 0430, but we certainly hope so. We were also surprised to hear from listeners in Europe that last week's Saturday evening World of Radio was on medium wave from Italy. Challenger Radio, 1368 kHz, carried World of Radio Saturday at 1900 UT, according to Patrick Robich in Austria and Bent Eriksson in Sweden, who was surprised how well it was coming in that far away. We've since learned they have a 2.5 kilowatt transmitter, but they're planning an increase to 25 kilowatts, and presently they are testing by relaying IRRS. Yes, Saturday 19 is the same time we're carried on shortwave, 6090, and we hope, but cannot be certain, that our medium wave relay will also continue. 1368 is in northeastern Italy, but there's a second Challenger radio frequency in Rome, 1566. Bent Eriksson also says Challenger has been relaying Voice of America in English between 11 and 17 UT. LRA 36 Antarctica has been missing from 15476 since November 12th. We keep checking it from time to time, and now there's good news from Roberto Scaglione of bclnews.it. He says our contributor Marcello Canova in El Dorado called Esperanza Base. Broadcasting should be resumed by February 25th. And in a follow-up, he says their staff would be at the base earlier in the week, but hope to resume broadcasting as soon as possible, most probably on Friday, February 25th. So check between 12 and 15 UT on weekdays, although the hours have not been reconfirmed. Previously, they were on the air between 18 and 21. We enjoyed hearing Radio Australia in Talk Pigeon, previously known as Pigeon English, that is the lingua franca of Papua New Guinea and vicinity. They have regular broadcasts in that language, including the hour at 10 to 11 UT on 6020 and 9710. A lot of recognizable English is mixed in. It's fun to try to figure out what they are saying. Also, Radio Australia is on 6140. It was nostalgic to hear an Oz accent there. Well, that was the ancient frequency of ABC in Perth when it was on shortwave, but now it's just a relay of Radio Australia via Singapore between 11 and 13 UT. And since Havana is no longer coming on the air until 1200, the first hour is no longer blocked. Another station one can hear well if listening between 10 and 11 UT is Radio Santa Cruz in Bolivia, 6134.8. February 15th. They had Andean music around 10:34 and time check in the UT minus 4 zone. Announcements in Spanish by the live DJ. They're slightly off frequency, but they luck out. much of the time because there's nothing to heterodyne it on 6135 exactly. And they can also be heard sometimes in the evenings. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports an echo on Radio Bulgaria 5900 between 0530 and 558 UT, January 31st. In this case, it's because they are transmitting the same program unsynchronized from two different sites at the same time on the same frequency, 300 kilowatts from Plovdiv and 100 kilowatts from Kostenbrod. If you do double up like that, you must synchronize the audio. NDSWCIDX window, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka reports hearing Radio Centrafricaine, the Central African Republic, on exactly 5035, February 7th at 1745 to 1800 in vernaculars and Afro music, French news at 1800, and he says it was quite strong. You may recall that this is supposedly a 1 kilowatt transmitter, which was supplied to them as part of the deal to allow the missionary station ICDI to be on the air on other frequencies in the Central African Republic. Not the old high-power transmitter that CAR used to have, but I've been wondering if anyone else has been hearing this. And upon inquiry, several other reports have come in. S. Hasegawa in Japan says Japanese DXers have received an NID in French on 5035 between 1830 and 2130 UT, February 4th to 9th, but they never could get an ID. There is a long clip on YouTube, however, made by T.W. Izumo. David Sharp in New South Wales has also been looking for it. He's heard it before, but not currently. In the UK, Mark Davies says, weak audio at 2110, too weak to tell the language, but I'll keep trying. Later on, he says, it does sound like French. Ron Howard in California reports on 6035, PBS Yunnan, China, 1410 to 15 UT, February 9th. All in Vietnamese, no Chinese, and some adjacent QRM. He says, I check this every day, usually only at a threshold level, but February 9th, the best ever heard due to propagation, and no hint of Bhutan on that same frequency. Then the next day at 1400, February 10th, conditions were poorer, but he was able to make out the English ID they give, the voice of Shangri-La. And then it sounded like they continued with brought to you by Yunnan Radio. Ron Howard also reports that Sound of Hope is putting more emphasis on their morning broadcasts, consequently more Firedrake all-music jamming. He was checking from 0129 UT February 14th and found it on 10970, parallel to 13970, and several more frequencies, but they were not parallel to the first two, 13130, 14720, 15900, 16100, 16970, and 17170. And there's more Firedrake in the middle of the Chinese night, all jamming Radio Free Asia. This was February 14th at 1912 to 1926, 9355, 9455, 9905, and 11945. The last one also reported by Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis. Usually CNR1 is used to jam Radio Free Asia rather than Firedrake, but I suppose there's no hard and fast rule about that. I've now had better reception of that currently active medium wave harmonic from the Dominican Republic on 2280, Radio Anacaona. That's 2x1140. February 15th, I was hearing it before and after 1100 UT with canned IDs every few minutes among romantic music. And here's what it sounded like at 1100 plus a bit of that music. The audio is somewhat overmodulated and distorted. It seems they went to a live DJ after 1100. Sunrise there was at 11:13, but I was still able to pull them in at 11:23. Monitoring Radio Cairo could be quite interesting recently, especially if you understood Arabic on 9305. Many of their other transmissions were disrupted as the Abu Sabal site near Cairo appeared to be off the air and remained off the air after Mubarak's resignation. Don't know exactly what the problem is, but there may have been security concerns. Here is the schedule of Radio Cairo shortwave broadcasts in English, as some of them have resumed, and perhaps more of them will, and we can only hope that in the post-Mubarak era, they will fix their terrible modulation problems, which have gone on for many, many years on many of their transmissions. Well, here are the English times and frequencies, 12:15 to 13:30 on 17870, 16 to 18 on 12170, 19 to 2030 on 11510, 2115 to 2245 on 6270, 2300 to midnight 30 on 11590, 0200 to 0330 on 6270. Unfortunately, the 0200 sesquiar in English to North America on 6270 is one of those broadcasts which is often barely modulated. However, in Ireland, Dr. Derek Lynch was monitoring that on UT February 14th, and he says he heard the first English since the revolution. The North American service was back with Quran and news and later a program about life in Egypt, but the announcer corrected the title to New Egypt. He says, I'm unsure if this is a genuine conversion or if Radio Cairo is just regime jumping on the revolution bandwagon for effect. There was still strong hum and poor modulation. The reactivated broadcast frequency in the ham band from Guinea we mentioned last week, 7125, continues to appear sporadically, but you never know whether it'll be on the air or not. I usually check for it around 0700. Sometimes nothing, sometimes it's there in French. And in the evening, it's apparently irregular as well. Giampiero Bernardini heard it February 13th until it went off at 18:22 abruptly. On February 10th, Ron Howard and I found that Shiokaze, Sea Breeze from Japan, about abductions by North Korea, had made another of its sudden frequency switches. Had been on 5910 for a few weeks, but then it's changed to 5985, where it encounters a heterodyne, usually from Myanmar, unless it's not off frequency, as is sometimes the case, as monitored by Ron Howard. Shiokaze is at 14 to 1430 UT, English usually on Fridays and sometimes on Wednesdays. Solar flux has exceeded 100 for the first time in about 5 years, which means the 13-meter band is showing more signs of life. Gilles de Tourneau in Montreal says the Voice of Africa, Libya, was booming in. 1510 UT, February 16th in English on 21695. We're also hearing it too, although it's often been audible to some extent, the parallel being 17725. English at 14 to 16. That might come in handy if the next revolution happens to Libya. We're still waiting for the new missionary station Madagascar World Voice to come on the air. It's been pending under construction for several years with some delays. So I checked out the website of World Christian Broadcasting and found this update as of January. Construction is almost finished on Madagascar World Voice. Antennas 1, 2, and 3 have been erected and tensioned on the towers. The transmitter building is now completed and ready to receive the three 100,000-watt transmitters once the last payment is made. New audio equipment has been installed in our studio in Franklin, Tennessee, that will enable us to send and receive programming from all over the world. All the buildings that are needed in Madagascar have been finished, except a small guest house for visitors from America. We're focused on raising the necessary funds to operate our Alaska station, KNLS, and working to raise what is needed for the final payment to Continental Electronics for the transmitters. The total cost is almost $3 megadollars. We must make the last payment so they can be released for shipment to Madagascar. All three have built, tested, and packed in three 40-foot containers ready for shipment. When they are shipped and after a few weeks of connecting wires, we can then begin broadcasting to the entire world. Rather like Guinea, Mauritania's 7 megahertz frequency has been rather unreliable lately. It was reported by Koji Hashimoto, Japan, February 6th at 0801 on 7245. However, as of February 16th, I had not been hearing it for several days around that time, 0700 UT, nor on their alternate frequency, 4845. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1552. Your contributions always welcome, such as a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Our thanks this week for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, which came from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis. Such contributions help to support not only this program, World of Radio, but our website, worldofradio.org. We've continued to get a number of DX reports of the Cross Radio Micronesia on 4755.45 at various times between 07 and 11 UT. As you mentioned last week, they are signing off earlier than before. Steve Lehr in Michigan has been monitoring just about every morning and has checked sign-off times such as 10:45 UT on the 12th of February. On the 16th, it was at 11:04. Ron Howard continues in contact with Sylvia Kalau, the station manager, and she said to Jim Young, "Our island is having power problems. We are off the air for 3 hours due to load shedding. There's no generator backup on Pohnpei." And a news story was sent along with much more detail about the generator problem. There are 7 of them which need to be completely rebuilt or replaced. As I alluded earlier, Myanmar has 2 separate transmitters for the 5985 frequency. One of them is right on, and the other one is on 5985.83. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring this closely because they are switching from one to the other at variable times in our mornings. And this includes English news and weather at 15:30. One transmitter is in the old capital of Yangon, the one that's off frequency, we think, and the other one is in the new capital of Naypyidaw, the one that is on frequency. On February 11th, Ron Howard found the change made from the off-frequency one to the on-frequency at 14:51 UT. But reception was much better on the newer on-frequency transmitter. On February 14th, they made the change at 14:32. However, on February 16th, they were already on the even frequency much earlier at 13:23. And furthermore, North Korea had new and stronger jamming already against Shokaze 5985 starting at 13:54. Harold Froge in Michigan and I heard a rather naughty pirate on 6930 USB, February 12th, between 2243 and 2321, called WPUP, as in puppies. However, the announcer sounded very much like the voice of the runaway Maharishi. In fact, that programming followed around 2330. Radio Blagovest, the Catholic program for Russia via Radio Veritas Asia Philippines, apparently is no more. I've been checking almost every morning at 15 UT on 9570 and haven't heard it since February 9th. There's another broadcast on their schedule at 0200 on 17830. That was reported February 6th by Koji Hashimoto, Japan Premium. We don't yet know whether that one has also been canceled. There are other Philippine shortwave stations. In the NASA flash sheet, Rick Barton in Arizona reports Radio Pilipinas on 11730, February 12th at 18 to 19 UT. Absolutely the best reception I've ever had of a Philippine station, he says. nice pop music, a woman repeating salamat, which means thank you in two Filipino dialects. The male and female announcers spoke in Taglish, what locals call that odd mixture of Tagalog and English. And then it was into pure Tagalog later on with more pop vocal music. Another frequency for this broadcast is 11890. Ron Howard in California was hearing them relaying the medium wave 738 station DZRB Radio Umbayan, simulcasting 1810 to 1840 and 1856 to 1906 on February 14th in Tagalog with many words in English. NIDs as the voice of the Philippines, as well as Radio Umbayan. The complete schedule for this transmission is 1730 to 1930 UT, also on 15190. Ron says at least on Wednesdays they carry programming from Radio Magazine instead of Umbayan. And Mark Davies in UK agrees on Wednesday, February 16th, 11890 was Radio Pilipinas relaying Radio Magazine. The national section update at WRTH.com for February 11th says the Yakutsk Russia transmitter is reported inactive on 6150, 7140, and 7200. The only frequency in operation is 7230. Roger Tidy in England says Radio Slovakia International may return to shortwave. In the February 13th Listeners Tribune program, RSI said it was negotiating with other radio stations about the possibility of returning to shortwave, including in Europe. However, it was stressed that nothing has been decided and it was by no means certain that this would happen. Of course, we know they are already being broadcast by WRMI in North America. The first shortwave airing of World of Radio lately has been on Thursdays at 16 UT on WRMI 9955. When I was checking that February 10th, I found a stronger signal right next to it on 9960. Just before the hour, the Babcock Music Interval signal was running. At 1600, some ululations and a jingle, a 6-pip time signal, 50 seconds late, and a singing ID as Radio Bar Kulan. That's the U.S.-sponsored broadcast in Somali via South Africa. The name Bar Kulan means meeting place, and from what we've read, it's having a positive effect on the media situation in Somalia. Another of its broadcasts is at 0500 UT on 15750 via the UAE. Reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium. I may have mentioned an unidentified carrier producing a heterodyne on WYFR 15210, slightly off frequency on 15209.3 variable, heard around 1500 UT. We've been wondering for a few weeks what it could be, but now we have the answer. Niels Schiffhauer in Germany, reporting to the ADX list, found it was in the Hindi language, and it's now listed in the Aoki schedule as family radio via the Ekala site in Sri Lanka between 1330 and 1630. So Harold Camping is competing with himself on that frequency. As we've reported, drastic cuts are pending for the BBC World Service. However, Ron Trotto forwards a ray of hope. Unfortunately, the source is not given. The British government says Foreign Secretary William Hague is reviewing some of the announced cuts to BBC World Service. A senior foreign policy official told the British Parliament Hague said additional funding might be possible and options were being discussed. Last month, it announced that 5 of 32 language services would close. As many as 650 people could lose their jobs. And in the next few years, all shortwave transmissions will end for good. The changes have been controversial. British lawmakers from all major parties have criticized the cuts, and the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee is carrying out an inquiry into the impact on the World Service. There's been a hint that things might change. In a day-long debate about recent events in the Middle East and North Africa in the House of Lords, The budget cuts were described as misconceived. Nevertheless, Chris Greenway forwards a list of closure dates for various services from Peter Horrocks, head of the BBC Global News Division. Some of them on February 25th, some on other dates in between that and the final dates of March 26th and 27th. The fiscal 2012 budget request for the Broadcasting Board of Governors in the U.S. came out on February 14th. Quite an interesting document if you can find the time to read the 154 pages. The section getting the most attention was the decision, which is hardly surprising, we've heard about it before, to restructure broadcasting to China, saving $8 mega, namely by eliminating radio broadcasts in Mandarin and Cantonese, leaving that to Radio Free Asia and concentrating on the Internet. I did search the entire document for the word Greenville. The U.S. transmitter site of VOA, of course, had been destined for closure, but nothing was said about that. In fact, the only mention of Greenville was listing a number of figures showing a budget increase proposed for next year by a modest $0.5 mega, up from 4 to 4.5. I hope you got word by some means other than World of Radio that the three medium wave DX tests I mentioned at the end of last week's program were canceled after I recorded the program. More medium wave DX tests in the U.S. are coming up in March, and I will debate whether I should risk mentioning them on the air. I hope everyone who values public broadcasting has contacted their congressperson and senators, as a vote in the House was scheduled for February 17th to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information about this at www.170millionamericans.org. I mentioned earlier that solar flux had exceeded 100, which is a milestone for shortwave propagation. However, it's still unclear what's going to happen over the long term. The solar science website at NASA reported a few days earlier that the current prediction for the next sunspot cycle maximum gives a smoothed number of about 58 in July of 2013. We're currently 2 years into cycle 24, and the predicted size of it continues to fall. On February 14th, we had solar flux, however, of 107, but there were also radio blackouts reaching the R2 level. According to spaceweather.com, that's because February 13th at 1738 UT, sunspot 1158, unleashed the strongest solar flare of the year so far. And there was another one at 0156 UT, February 15th, an X2 class eruption. So here's the propagation outlook from Boulder, issued February 15th. A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5 on the 18th, but then declining to 5 and 2. A minor peak to 10 and 3 on March 2nd and 3rd. Solar flux dropping from 100 February 18th to 80 by February 24th and back up to 95 by March 12th. That's World of Radio 1552, Glenn Hauser, inviting you back next week.